It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Fine.
I'm totally gonna bang Holly. She's cute and helpful, and she really seems into me.
Probably the funniest story thread on The Office all season.
I agree.
What was great is they
He's slow in the brain.
They took 3 years to set it up.
I know. Unbelievable. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow we will have a little country for you. We'll talk to probably one of the greatest musicians in the world, and I mean that seriously, Ricky Skaggs.
Wow.
And,
unstoppable.
Odds maker for American Idol from Gambling 911, Chris Costigan, who'll talk odds as to who he thinks he's going to win when it comes down to David Cook and David Archuleta, because everybody's saying this is going to be quite a horse race down at the end, and they both have horse faces.
Will he accept our action?
Boy, that'd be interesting.
I don't know. I don't know if it's legal. Maybe we have to speak in terms of theory.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, if we're going to make an illegal et bay on air A.
Dave Day, Archuleta A?
And Destin Clay. All right.
Nobody got that.
Time for Usbay, Einel Fay, Akebre, Ave Uzne.
Arawaname Uzer A.
Atheist A.
Esye, Ingersway.
Ingersway, Igtime Bay, Arawaname.
Yeah.
Oh. Oddhead Pay.
Own Gray N.A. is a Acement Bay.
Yeah. I hey, Usbay.
I hey.
And Au hey, R.A. Uye.
Thank you, Fay.
I may, as your play.
The National Rifle Association did open its annual gathering in Louisville, Kentucky, Friday. But an unexpected sign went up at Gunfest 08. It read...
Gunfest 08. Hey, Beth Ann.
She loves it.
Oh, that's yours?
Yeah, that's just
okay,
my name.
Okay, you got me. You got me with that one.
The sign said, firearms will not be allowed in Hall A during the celebration of American Values Leadership Forum. Well, that had a lot of arms bearers up in arms.
Wayne LaPierre, right? That's the guy that heads up that organization?
Now, even though the reason for this was security for a visit from NRA friend John McCain.
Oh, yes, sure. I'm sorry.
He's back again. Yeah,
I'm opening the door. I'm watching you.
Are you talking through a window?
I apologize. I'm very tired.
Who are you?
I'm Cesar Romero. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And there he goes.
Thank you.
Quoting one gun toter, kind of ironic, isn't it? Quoting another, it's supposed to be about freedom. And quoting yet another, I got a gun in the car.
They like to bring him in the hallways and shoot him up into the ceiling.
I told you that when I was getting my haircut in Leesburg, which is just sort of on the fringe of civilization.
Is that when the guy came in packing?
Yeah, with a shoulder holster. I'm sorry, a sidearm, like on his hip.
Yeah.
But he was like dressed like
Dillon.
A cowboy.
Very scary.
Yeah.
You don't know. I mean, you also don't know whether the guy's a wing nut and he's going to open up on the place.
No, I'm pretty sure he was normal if he's wearing a sidearm to the barber shop.
Good afternoon.
Please get his haircut
Barney
right.
Fife.
I want it high and tight.
Please.
Knives were also seized at the NRA convention.
Yeah, Mike.
At the metal detectors. Quoting a man whose pen knife was taken, this whole thing is nuts.
A pen knife. We did the whole dance at the airport yesterday also where Carla, after our bags were lost, we checked our bags on the way out and then decided we were going to do the whole carry-on thing on the way.
Right. Sure.
So it was the whole deal. And I just laughed and she got mad at me when they took out her big tube of ladies' shaving cream.
Sure.
And it's like it couldn't be any more female shaving cream for your legs because it's got the pink canister.
Right.
I was just laughing because it was larger than 4 ounces or whatever the size of things that you have to, you have to take the little tiny liquids and you have to put them in
less.
A clear plastic bag. Mm-hmm. It's just a pain in the ass.
What happened when they found your strap on?
No, they let that go.
Thank Christ.
Was it liquid? It was latex.
Not yet.
Yes. Well, that's a lot of friction if you make that liquid.
I know, but I've seen it.
Wow.
That didn't embarrass you.
You, no, me, and Bo.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
There's a new scare about cell phones today, and this one's aimed at pregnant women. A study involving 13,000 children whose mothers used a cell phone as little as twice a day during their pregnancies shows that many of those children suffer behavioral problems.
Oh, my God.
It's true, Simon. No link has been shown between this and cell phone radiation. There's no cause and effect here, just numbers.
This is another one of those cell phones. They love to scare us with the cell phones.
The stories keep coming.
Carrie had a cell phone when she was carrying Robert, and he almost never throws car seats at her.
Not so much anymore.
Rob has just verified your story.
The numbers we have say that more than half the kids whose mothers use cell phones while expecting have behavior problems. More than half.
Mm-hmm.
25% had emotional problems. Over a third had trouble relating to their peers. 35% were hyperactive.
She was on that thing all the time, wasn't she?
All kids are like that now. You go on a field trip to the zoo, you're lucky to come back with your life.
That's true. Researchers claim the risk of using a cell phone during pregnancy is about the same as for mothers who drink or smoke.
Yeah, well, that's me. You know, with the cigarettes and the bourbon.
Me too.
While you're pregnant.
Yeah, and driving with the windows rolled down without seatbelts.
That's bad.
Yeah, wonderful time.
When animals...
Sunnier days.
When animals attack...
Ooh.
Here oh, Otis. Ready. Sorry.
Here in Northern Virginia, two women have been bitten by foxes in the last 10 days. And while one of the attacks was in outlying Spotsylvania County, the most recent was in Arlington.
Ooh.
A neighbor killed that attacking animal with a shovel.
Ooh.
I hate foxes.
A shovel?
Really, why?
Foxes, they can't make up their mind if they're like dogs or cats.
Oh, God, there you go with another one of your set in your ways, old man. Hey, how old are you? You're 30 what?
37.
You're 37 and you're like Andy effing Rooney,
I swear to God.
Okay,
I forgot how much you love foxes.
I do like foxes.
I do too.
Why?
They're pretty to see out in the countryside.
They're
rare and they have to run away from British dogs.
They're magnificent when they're full of rabies, running around attacking women in Arlington.
So you'd like to see the guy kill it with the shovel?
Yeah, turn it into like a stole.
Stole.
I give a stole to my wife.
Now then you're really, you win today. Every day, one of us will win the old queen award. And they just turn it into a stole. And then we're going to see cats again.
PETA on line 4 for you, Rob.
Thank you. I'll take that call in my office.
Stole.
A stole. Fox stole.
Where's my muff?
Carrie, I brought you a fox stole. I killed it with a shovel in Arlington.
Okay. Thanks, Kitty Carlisle.
He looked good on Lucille Ball. The most recent victim of a fox attack now has had 5 of her 7 rabies treatments.
Now, that's in the stomach, right?
I don't know if it still is anymore, because you remember it used to be a series of like 3 dozen painful rabies shots.
That's what I thought in your stomach.
They've narrowed it down to 7 treatments now. I don't think it's no day at the beach, but I don't think it's quite that bad anymore.
I think it's suppository.
Yeah, it's rectal now.
Well, that makes it more pleasant.
And you get a stole.
Where's the comedy there?
This makes over 2 dozen confirmed cases of rabid foxes in the area this year.
Rectal? Funny.
Oh. A company promising to protect against identity theft is now facing a class action lawsuit.
Already.
I'm sorry. Sorry, when it's too good.
Yeah.
Just present your butt to him.
It's a big fox.
Oh!
He's a good dog.
Oh, bite me right there.
Maybe you've heard this guy. LifeLock Chairman Richard Todd Davis says he's so confident in his company's abilities, he has given his Social Security number out in commercials. 457-555-5462.
That's ballsy.
I've heard it.
It seems that way. But this new lawsuit against his company says LifeLock was unable to prevent Davis's personal information from being stolen time and time again.
Oh, dear.
LifeLock has only publicly admitted to one such slip-up.
So he lets it out on the air, and then they steal his identity.
Here's how crazy people went. Just, if nothing else,
of course, he's challenging them.
Exactly. And so maybe testing him. I don't know if it's the people behind the lawsuit or people just goofing around, but the plaintiffs say they now know of at least 20 driver's licenses with Davis's name and address.
That's too funny.
The new lawsuit also cast doubt on the company's million-dollar guarantee.
Yeah, well, I guess so. 20 driver's licenses?
Lawsuits have now been filed against LifeLock in Maryland, West Virginia, and New Jersey.
West Virginia.
LifeLock.
Now, is one of the causes of climate change fat people?
Hi.
Of course, blame that.
Everybody say it. I am fat.
There you go, picking on fat people again.
A couple of scientists in London say people who overeat make it necessary for extra food to be shipped around the country and around the world. That, they say, uses more fuel and releases more carbon emissions into the atmosphere.
Are you listening, Willard?
Hello.
In fact, the scientists say obese people are responsible for 18% more emissions than a person of appropriate size. 2/3 of us are considered either overweight or obese.
He loves this story.
You know what? That's just in this room.
You're working with a couple of tons of fun here.
I hadn't noticed.
Yeah.
Sure, boy.
I'm going to lose it, though. Hey, that trainer from Reston, that guy that's the physical therapist and trainer.
Yeah.
No, call back, because Joe lost your number, I think.
Yeah.
That's what Beth Ann said.
And Libby, let's finalize our deal, too.
Okay, Rob and I are actually, you know, thinking by Christmas time we're going to get something started.
By Christmas.
Because then we will need to have our new publicity pictures
taken. We're almost out of time. Quick call, Buzz. Hold on
quick,
just a second. Foxes are creepy. Kirk, why do you think foxes are creepy?
Foxes are creepy because I totally agree with Robbie. You can't make up their mind if they're a dog or...
Thank you very much. Okay, Buzz, what do you got?
Finally...
Good call, Kirk.
Whenever possible, we like to leave you with a smile. Or a real one, not one of those fake smiles, just to be polite.
A happy.
Yeah. Fake smiles like that. Just happy. Like that.
A happy.
There's a happy.
Now, a happy.
Here's the thing. Fake smiles, even though they are smiles, are bad for you, according to new research from Germany.
Really?
Researchers...
These are bad.
German researchers saying smiles are bad? What's up with that?
Smiles bad. Schadenfreude are good.
Very good.
Researchers say a smile you give to cover up your true feelings, to keep the bitterness inside, puts too much stress on your body.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Like
don't
that.
Smile.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's some other new research that shows that jokes are funnier when you hear them through your left ear. That's the ear that feeds the right side of your brain where the funny is processed.
Always been that way with me because I'm blind in my right eye.
So do us...
I'm kidding, of course.
Of course.
Did you hear that in your left ear?
I did.
All right, good.
So do us all a favor. Listen to the show with your left ear.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
We so if
thank...
you're in a car...
What?
I'm sorry. If you're in a car, you'll laugh more if you're on the passenger side.
That's right, because your left ear is closer to the speaker.
Depending on how your balance is adjusted.
Well, I meant just talking to the guy who's driving the car.
Oh, you old queen. I want to thank the Doga lady, Susie Teitelman, who lives down in Florida and teaches dog yoga to the lovely lady. She was kind of a hottie.
Yeah.
Dogadog.com.
Oh, thank you for remembering that. Also, the original trainer of a Preakness winner and maybe Triple Crown winner, ooh. Big Brown. Love that name.
Very interesting.
You know, if it's going to win the Triple Crown, why does it have to have that name? Anyway, Eddie Woods was on the show. That's kind of cool talking to the whole horse racing thing. Yeah. We enjoyed that. Tomorrow, more fun and more thrills. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Miss Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Mr. Rob Spiewak, and our newsman is Mr. Buzz Burbank. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show is heard locally here at WJFK-FM in Washington, D.C., and can be heard nationally, exclusively, on the Buttered Biscuit Radio Network. This is Mike O'Mara reminding you,
yes?
Eat a buttered biscuit before the show and bounce off the backstop during your first big bad break. But beware of the backlash when the biscuit bounce backs off and your biscuit boost bedevils you with the bad biscuit blues. Back to earth you'll bound with a post-buzz biscuit bummer.
Beautiful.
I'm an ass.
You're an old queen.
Thank you. You win. So long, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.